A reading from Mark, chapter 15, verses 33 to 39. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of those standing near heard this, they said, listen, he's calling Elijah. Someone ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn into two, from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, saw how he died, he said, surely this man was the Son of God.
Thanks, Cara. Now, on Good Friday, we remember Jesus' death. And we call it good, which is a bit of a strange thing, isn't it? What can possibly be good about somebody's death? But there is something amazing, something really very good, which I'm sure a lot of us know about, but we're going to spend a bit of time thinking about it this morning. You see, as well as Jesus dying, there were a few amazing things happened. The Bible says, the passage that Cara's just read for us, says that it went dark for about 3 hours. Darkness covered the land. And it wasn't a solar eclipse. It was the wrong time of the month. It was something supernatural going on. And there's another thing that happened, which involved the curtain. Now I'm going to get my two beautiful assistants up to help me. If you guys can get the curtain. It's just that way. Okay, so who's got curtains at home? Okay, so you've all seen curtains before. You know what they're for. Now, I need some audience participation here. I've not asked for the children to come forward because there aren't that many kids. So I need children and parents to shout out. What are curtains used for?
Privacy.
Say it again?
Privacy.
Privacy, great.
To keep the light out.
To keep the light out. Anything else?
To make the room
look nicer. To give the wardens something to do as they're coming through. Thank you, gents. If you stand up on the top. Great. Yeah, if you stand up, that'll be cool. Okay, so curtains, they block out the light. They maybe give us privacy. So if I'm standing on the other side, none of you can now see me. Now, where else have you seen curtains? Where else has curtains? So we've got them at home. Where else have we got curtains? The theatre. Okay. So there's great big curtains that are brought across at the end of the performance. Where else? What about somewhere where people might be ill? Yes, Phoebe?
Hospital.
At the hospital, and that's a great one, isn't it? If someone's on their bed and they need a bit of privacy, you pull the curtains round and then they won't be disturbed. Now, I used a curtain this morning when I was in the bathroom. The shower curtain, okay, so that keeps the water in, and also it acts as a bit of a privacy barrier as well if you forget to lock the door. And a similar one as well is changing rooms. When you go, you know, to try on your clothes at the shops, you pull the curtain across, and then people know not to come in. You see, curtains, imagine if it was a changing room. Curtains, sometimes we pull them to say, don't come in. When you're in the shower, don't come into the shower, I'm getting washed. When you're in the changing room, don't come in, I'm getting changed. Even when you're in hospital, don't come in. Maybe the doctor's checking you out, or maybe I need a bit of privacy. Now, when Jesus lived, there was a really important curtain. There was a curtain that was in the temple, and it was massive. It was about 10 meters wide by about 10 meters high. That's about 30 foot wide by about 30 foot high. It would actually be taller than the top of the roof here. It was huge, it was massive. And the curtain was between the holy place and the most holy place. And basically that curtain was saying to people, stop, no entry, you can't come any further. Only the high priest was allowed to go in once a year. The rest of the time people had to stay out. So I need some volunteers to help me. Any children who'd like to come and hold up some signs? Yes, come on. Okay, so hold that up in front, no entry. Anyone else? Isaac, come on up. James, do you want to come? I'll give you a green one. No. Blank screen. Any adults who'd like to? Yep, come on up. There you go, Isaac. So you hold that up really high. Thank you, Nikki. Okay, so we've got no entry with a big hand coming up. A stop, no entry. We could have another one. Anyone else want to hold one up? We've got private property. We've got private property, notice, keep out. And we've got another one that's quite important. Great, thank you, Mike. Keep locked shut. And Ian, I'll get you to do the last one. And this is quite a scary one. Danger of death. Had you ever thought of that? That was actually dangerous to go into the most holy place. I think I've heard that the high priest used to have a rope tied around his ankle. So if he died while he was in there, they could pull him back out. It was that dangerous a place to go to. You see, God is a holy God. And because God is holy, we are sinful, and we can't just come to God whenever we want. So this curtain was a reminder to the people of Israel every year, every day. You can't come any further. Keep out, no entry, stop, keep locked shut, private property, keep out, danger of death. So the curtain is a reminder to us as well that we can't approach God the way we are. But everything changed that first Good Friday. I'm going to read two of the verses that Cara read out earlier. And it was when Jesus died. It says, "Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And then the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom." Now, you guys ready to do some ripping? Okay, so if you're holding paper, you guys, don't worry, just drop them, that's fine. If you're holding paper, rip the paper. If you're holding curtain, please don't rip it, just pull it apart, otherwise my wife will kill me. That'll be great. Okay, so on the count of three, really big noise, one, two, three. Okay, that's great. So the curtain, well, it did say just torn in two, but dramatic license and all that, that's great, thank you. So when Jesus died, the curtain was ripped in two. The no entry signs had completely gone. People were now able to approach God. So I need someone to hold up this. Naomi, can you hold that? In. So now we're allowed into God. And actually, it gets better than that. Isaac, can you hold that up as high as you can? Welcome. Okay, it wasn't just, no, you can come in if you want to. You actually welcome Tegraham in to God. People can now approach God because of what happened to Jesus on the cross. But there's one other thing. You see, the most holy place where that curtain was, the Bible passage said something about when it was ripped open. Can anybody remember what direction it was ripped open in? Top to bottom. Now, I said that that curtain was 30 foot high, 10 meters tall. Can anybody reach the roof? No. Even if you're on your stilts, you still can't reach the top. You see, the curtain was torn from the top to the bottom. It wasn't a person that ripped it. It was God that ripped it. So you see, when Jesus died on the cross, God was saying, look, I'm opening the way for you. God was opening the way. So now there's a great big in sign. There's a great big welcome sign. Because of Jesus and because of what he did, the way to God is now open. And Jesus says later on, in fact, earlier on in John's Gospel, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So that's why Good Friday is good. That's why Jesus died on the cross, to welcome us to God and to allow us in. So let's pray, and then I'll let the wardens relax their arms for a minute. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your son Jesus died on the cross. We know, Father, that was not an easy thing for him to go through. It was greatly painful, not just physically, but spiritually as well. But we thank you, Father, that what that accomplished, that the way to you is now open, that you welcome us in. The curtain has been torn in two from top to bottom, that you have done that. We thank you, Father, and we praise you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.